Our guest, your state FFA president, Holly McClay, the Fredericktown FFA chapter. Holly, congratulations to you. How does it feel?
Honestly, it is so exciting. And I'm just so excited to have a team now to lead them, to see what all they're going to do, and to just continue to meet more FFA members and really just be able to serve them in the best way is what I'm really excited for.
As you're looking towards the future and you're talking to those FFA members out there, talk to those listeners that are tuning into this interview, the supporters, the family members, the friends, what would you say to them about maybe not only just this year in the past, but also this year ahead? What would you say?
First of all, I just want to thank everyone who supports FFA in any way. Honestly, we have so much support, and what we do is because of all of you guys. But honestly, this experience is something that is honestly very hard to describe. You get to know so much about yourself. You get to know so much about the team that you're working with. And honestly, I didn't realize how incredible Ohio FFA members were, honestly, until this year. And then each different event I went to, and I was just blown away by those members and their passions and their excitements and all that they're doing, and honestly just who they are as a person, not necessarily who they are as an FFA member, but who they are as people. We have 25,000 incredible people in our organization, and it is so exciting to see what the future looks like. This is an organization that is just growing, and there's so many opportunities, and I'm just excited to see what it's going to look like in the next year. I think one thing that I didn't quite realize how much of an impact it would have is when I got to meet FFA members multiple times throughout the year. So at camp, it was really cool because we got to spend a whole week just hanging out with members. About 200 members per session, and we had 4 sessions. So we got to meet so many members there, and it was so casual. But I think the coolest thing was later throughout the year getting to reconnect with some of those members. I know there was one, Lane Schwab from Talawanda, and the reason I met him is because we were at camp and I was doing a workshop and he was the only one volunteering because they don't want to be listening when we're at camp. And then later I went to a chapter visit at Talawanda and I looked outside the door and I saw Lane. I had forgotten he went to that chapter, but it was so cool to be able to just see him grow throughout the year, see what he was doing with Harley Pro and with his chapter and officer team. And so it's just awesome. I didn't realize that how impactful those connections would be that I've made, and then just to be able to keep up with those connections throughout the year.
Any sights that you have set in mind as you want to accomplish this year?
I think one of my biggest things is I just want members and I want the officers to realize their value as an individual. I want the officer team to know that it's not just because they have that state officer position. Ultimately, it's because of who they are and those qualities that they have. And then I want them to be able to show that to the members, that these members are incredible for who they are, not just when they zip up the blue corduroy, even though that's an incredible feeling. Ultimately, it's who's inside that jacket that matters. And honestly, that's my biggest goal, that we can just spread that message that the individuals have value, but also just continuing to meet as many members as possible. I'm sure we'll set some specific goals, which I'm excited about, but just to get spread out throughout Ohio and just have an impact and get to just meet so many members and do so many incredible things.
A big year ahead for Holly McClay, your new Ohio FFA state president. Holly, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Bethany Starlin, 2020 Ohio FFA State Vice President. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, I'm just super excited for what this next year has to offer.
Anything you want to say to those listeners out there?
Yes, first and foremost to my family, I love you all endlessly. Thank you for the support you've provided these past 4 years. I really couldn't have done it without you. And to those who also aspire to be in this situation, go with it. Take your heart and run with it because who knows, you might end up here too.
Bethany Starling, your Ohio FFA State Vice President.
Thank you.
Noah Smith, real pleasure to be joining us here as one of the Ohio FFA State Officers. Noah, first of all, how does it feel?
I'm just super, super excited for the road ahead.
Anything you'd like those listening out there, family, supporters of the FFA, FFA members themselves, to know about your thoughts towards FFA and the year ahead?
Mom, Dad, thank you so much for putting me in this position and raising me to get to this point. I'd like to give a shout out to the Amanda Clear Creek FFA chapter, especially my good best pal, Julian Scott, the chapter president. She's been my motivator through this whole entire process. Mr. Mensing, state officer a couple years back, for being a very good instructor to me, for being a student teacher. And for all my friends and supporters, this year's state officer team has really motivated me and pushed me to be my, you know, true, authentic self and really allowed me to be who I am today. So I'm really looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to interacting with as many members as I can. I know I won't be able to meet every single member in the state of Ohio, but everyone that I do meet, I can promise you that I will make a genuine effort to know you the best.
Noah Smith of the Amanda Clear Creek FFA chapter. Some great words here.
Thank you.
Haley Stoller, 2020 Ohio FFA State Treasurer, correct?
Yes.
Congratulations on that title. How does it feel?
Knowing that there's so much support from the Ohio FFA members and administration and parents and ag teachers, it was just very overwhelming and encouraging.
Tell us about yourself, where are you as far as education-wise, and tell us about some things you've been involved in FFA.
So I am currently a senior at Wayne Trace High School. My plans after graduation have changed a little bit since I've been elected. So I will be taking a year off of college. However, I do plan to go to Ohio State Lima to major in agri-science education.
Congratulations on there. Go Buckeyes. Let's also talk about, you know, as you're talking here, those that are listening, what would you say to them now that you're in this position?
You know, like being an FFA member and seeing those state officers, you know, you just looked up to them so much. And for me, like, I hope I'm a good role model to those FFA members. My dad was state treasurer 41 years ago. So that's kind of a good connection. So we're both state treasurers. So that's really exciting. But yeah, to just those members out there, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. And you're an inspiration to us as well.
Maybe exchange treasurer's books from those times.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll talk about that down the road. But congratulations, Haley Stoller, 2020 Ohio FFA State Treasurer. Mackenzie Hogue joining us. She's your 2020 Ohio FFA State Reporter. Mackenzie, how's it feel?
It's crazy. Like, when it happened, you didn't really expect to, like, feel, like, so exhilarating. And it was kind of special for me, too, because of, like, my crutches and everything. I couldn't, like, really move. So, like, as soon as I hugged Bailey, he was like, I'm just going to, like, move you to your spot for you. So he carried me over. So it was just funny. It was, like, full of laughs and just, you're just stunned. And all you're thinking in your head is just, wow.
As you're looking to the next 12 months, what stands out to you in your mind? You know, what, when you were starting to try to be a state officer, what you said, oh, that's something I really look forward to. What do you think?
So when I first started going for state office, I actually talked to a couple of, like, my old, like, ag advisors and my old, like, friends and everything. And they said, Mackenzie, like, your biggest thing is, like, you're about to serve Ohio FFA and its members. And that just really hit home to me, because that's how I felt these past state officers did. They really served us. They did us so well, and they created so many memories and so many, like, leadership opportunities for us. So that's what I'm definitely excited for. I'm definitely ready to meet these members and definitely ready to serve them as their state reporter.
Anything else you would like to say to those listening? Anybody you'd like to thank in particular?
I would like to thank everyone that was in this process, from big or small, from helping me correct my letters that I had to write for the interview process, to helping me shape my why I desire. You're truly the reason that I desire to be a state officer. I thank you so much, and I couldn't thank you anymore. I'm just really excited for this journey.
Get healed up. A big year ahead for you, Mackenzie. Mackenzie Hogue, your 2020 Ohio FFA State Reporter.
Thank you.
Our next guest, Justin Beckner. He's your Ohio FFA State Sentinel for 2020. What an exciting thing. How does it feel?
Absolutely. I'm super excited to help all those FFA members this year, and I'm really excited to get in there and get involved. It's honestly, I can't even describe what the feeling exactly is, but it's just something unreal.
Anything in particular you're looking forward to in this next 12 months?
I'm definitely looking forward to camp. That's going to be one of the best and the most amazing experiences I'm going to have. And I'm just looking forward to meeting so many new people. That's one of the best things about this FFA organization.
Anything you'd like to say to those listeners out there? Maybe they're members, maybe they're supporters, maybe they're family members. What would you tell them?
Definitely big thanks to my advisors, all those people out there, past state officers that have helped me get to this point. Thank you to all my friends and family members out there that supported me to get me to this place. It's one of the most amazing things.
Justin Beckner joining us. He's your 2020 Ohio FFA State Sentinel.